Amanda Wright podcast. This is your special time. You're listening to the official podcast of Amanda Wright. This is your special time. Sharing suggestions and insight for your happier, healthier, inspired life. I'm coming to you today from Perth in beautiful sunny Western Australia. Nobody wants anything from you right now, so tune in and enjoy this episode. You'll find me on www.hypnogenie.com.au and on all the podcast channels. Hypnogenie is spelled HypnoGenie, Amanda Wright Podcast. Today's episode, You Are Your Child's Superhero. Just when you thought you could finally grab some special time for you to relax and rejuvenate after the long summer break, just when you thought it was time to get into a comfortable, pleasant routine and catch up on everything you needed to do to support the family and the wonderful life you've created, boom, you've been hit by the return to school reality. So much for the eagerly awaited smooth sailing into the new year. The new classroom teacher phones you and requests an interview about your child's inattention and lack of focus. And to be honest, you have noticed your beautiful child's increased anxiety and restless sleep patterns. You probably explained to yourself it was too much change too quickly. But maybe there's more to it. A thousand thoughts rush through your mind in an attempt to make sense of this. Perhaps it just takes a little more time to settle into a new school. You ask yourself, should I pay more attention to my child's meals? Were there artificial colours or preservatives in the food? Usually you're so careful, but you've had so much on your mind lately. You self-reflect and you wonder if you are the cause. Perhaps it's your parenting style. Perhaps you don't have a good enough relationship with your own parents. Perhaps you didn't have the greatest role models. Phew. But then you catch your thoughts and stop for a moment. Are you making a big deal out of something that doesn't need to be? Hold on, you don't even know what the issue is right now, nor the scope or the magnitude of the concern. We live in a world that often causes inattention and teaches lack of focus and impulse control. It's all around us. There's constant noise and movement, especially in the big cities. Electronic devices endlessly spew out information, images, and sounds. Unseen, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and other electronic signals just add to the mix. The vibe, the energy, the information is ceaseless. More and more young children and people in general tend to have shorter attention spans and an inability to relax or concentrate. So many people are struggling with an inability to relax, concentrate, and focus. Did you know some people have never learned to truly relax? I always remember the assignment, the assessment I was given when I was studying at a workshop in the US several years ago. My challenge was to lead a highly successful businesswoman, recently retired, into a really deeply relaxed state. And 10 minutes into the process, I realized I was facing strong resistance from that beautiful, strong woman. Not intentionally, but from an innate inability to relax. Some 30 minutes later, the woman opened her eyes and confessed in a flood of tears of joy that she'd never ever felt that level of peace and tranquility before. She had no idea what relaxation really felt like. It was a state she had never experienced before in all the years of her life. That moment really stays with me, as I could see by the look on her face just how profound it was. And this sparked me to be much more interested in working in this area. Just imagine how tough life must have been, with no downtime, no time for truly processing all those thoughts, feelings. No wonder she was exhausted and often in the past had been highly medicated. She had had a lifetime of anxiety and inattention, yet she proved to have a very successful career. Finding chaos all around us, it's important to find calm in the chaos. And this is one answer to discovering how to prevent illnesses. One way to make our life more healthy and our well-being flourish. By bringing calm from the chaos. This restlessness does not need to happen to you or your children. With careful care and attention and early intervention with the right therapist, many conditions can be improved. Becoming aware of inattention, lack of focus, and anxiety states early is extremely helpful. There is no point in constantly ignoring it and hoping it will just go away. Finding natural, suitable, effective remedies and the right therapist early can significantly reduce the risk of poor foundational skills and disappointing academic results, let alone many sleepless nights. Finding suitable solutions early to your child's inattention, lack of focus or anxiety can stem the escalation of conditions that may help prevent passive acceptance of bullying, which may in the longer term lead to low self-esteem. As parents, you are your child's superhero. As parents, you are the most influential, most significant person in your child's life or your teen's life. You spend the most time with them, and what you do does have a significant impact. It doesn't mean that you're perfect or that you have to be. Children don't come with an instruction booklet, and when they exhibit challenging or unexpected behaviours, it's difficult to know where to turn. I offer personalised hypnotherapeutic mindfulness sessions and packages, a safe, effective way to learn new practical skills to help your child to become the parent you've always wanted to be. I can also work with you and your child to learn to work with the feelings, their behaviours, and to help self-regulate behaviours. As a parent, you are your child's superhero, so leading the way by your own example is the best way for your kids and teens to learn to mirror the positive, more acceptable behaviour. By discovering a new way of living that is calm yet productive, firm but fair, you can learn and cultivate thought patterns, the foundation stone to growth, feelings of safety, security, and love, heading your children in the right direction. Living your life from a growth mindset, an optimistic mindset where you are capable of learning anything, where by changing your words, you change your mindset, where thinking smart is something you become, not something you are. A mindset where you have a strong desire to learn and grow, where you see the challenges. You see failures as a way to grow, to learn, and to strengthen your abilities. As we say, words don't teach nearly as well as observing and modelling. With the right practitioner and the right approach, your 88% of your subconscious mind and your 15% of your conscious mind can learn to work together to create the dream team, the super duper superhero. My hypnotic mindfulness approach is a safe and effective way to learn new parenting skills, rewiring your responses to become the parent you've always wanted to be, making it easy for you to approach the psychosocial, environmental and behavioural factors that impact your child's health and well-being. Once learned, practiced and mastered, these new skills, ideas and neural pathways will lead to success in all areas of your life, including relationships, school, productivity and balance in your life, and you can look forward to a happier, healthier, more inspired life, and you will feel absolutely fantastic, better than you felt in ages. If you'd like more information on this topic, be sure to contact me, Amanda Wright, at my website www.hypnogenie.com.au and check out the parents page or book for your 30-minute free consultation. I'll give you that address again, https://www.hypnogenie.com.au and check out the children's page. Have an absolutely fantastic week, feeling better than you felt in ages. Amanda Wright Podcast. This is your special time. Thanks for listening to this official podcast of Amanda Wright. This is your special time. I hope you've enjoyed our time together of me sharing suggestions and insights for you, for your happier, healthier, inspired life. Have a fabulous week, feeling absolutely fantastic, better than you felt in ages. And be sure to tune in next time. You'll find me on www.hypnogenie.com.au and on all the podcast channels.